This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McPhee. German Chancellor Angela Merkel surveyed what she called a surreal, ghostly scene in a devastated village on Sunday, pledging quick financial aid and a redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel toured the Schuld, the village on a tight curve of the river in western Germany, where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters Wednesday night. Although the mayor said no one was killed or injured there, many other places were not so lucky. The death toll in one area where it's located is 112. The leader of the Taliban says his movement is committed to a political settlement to end decades of war in Afghanistan. He made the pledge Sunday, even as the insurgents continue to battle in dozens of districts across the country to gain territory. Taliban leaders are meeting with a high-level Afghan government delegation in the Gulf state of Qatar to jumpstart stalled peace talks. A Kabul delegation includes the number two in the Afghan government. The talks resumed over the weekend ahead of the four-day Muslim holiday. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says he hopes the talks can produce a holiday ceasefire. Afghanistan said Sunday it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings justice to those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and, quote, severely tortured by unknown assailants in the Pakistani capital on Friday afternoon before she was set free. A hospital medical report confirmed the victim was physically assaulted. This is VOA News. Nearly 400 Iraqi protesters took to the streets of the capital Baghdad Sunday to demand an end to impunity in the country for the killing of protesters and activists over the past 2 years. Organizers said that the march, which coincided with International Justice Day on July 17th, aimed to pressure Iraqi authorities to investigate crimes involving the deaths of protesters and political activists. Campaigners calling to end impunity in Iraq organized several marches in various capitals around the world. In Baghdad, protesters marched to the capital's famous Tahrir Square to voice their demands. They said that they were demanding reforms to the justice system, including the release of activists jailed in politically motivated cases and a call for accountability for all those involved in the killing of protesters. Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the British public to be cautious and said that they must self-isolate when told to do so as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted in England Monday. He said, please, please, please be cautious. In a video from his own period of self-isolation, which was announced earlier Sunday, almost all remaining restrictions in England are being lifted this Monday, despite a surge of infections as ministers put their faith in the advanced vaccine program. Cases are rising by more than 50,000 a day, and hundreds of thousands of Britons are being asked to self-isolate for 10 days, causing havoc for employers and parents, prompting the train cancellations and forcing some businesses to close their doors altogether. Two South African soccer players became the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19, and other cases connected to the Tokyo Games were also confirmed Sunday, highlighting the Herculean task organizers face to keep the virus contained while the world's biggest sports event plays out. The positive tests came as some 11,000 athletes and thousands more team officials expected from across the globe began arriving, having traveled through a pandemic to get to Tokyo. Jeff Bezos may have been beaten to space by rival Richard Branson, but the billionaire American businessman is poised to make history next week aboard what would be the world's first unpiloted suborbital flight with an all-civilian crew. Bezos, the former CEO of Amazon, is due to be part of a four-person crew for a planned 11-minute ride to the edge of space on Tuesday inside his company's Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft, another milestone in the politically, potentially lucrative space tourism sector. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.